I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Friday, a Sri Lankan factory manager living in Pakistan was beaten and killed by a mob. He'd been accused of tearing down posters bearing the name of the Prophet Muhammad. Both Sri Lankan and Pakistani leaders condemned the violence, and Pakistan's prime minister says over 100 people have been arrested in connection to the incident. But Nehemiah with FMI says the mob wasn't led by terrorist leaders this time, but rather young boys.
They are teenagers who are killing people. And this is what we are reporting and requesting people to pray. Hey, these guys are very, very young. They don't know anything about the religion. They don't know anything about Islam, but they are just brainwashed. They're charged by TLP slogans.
FMI partners work in Sialkot, the city where the attack took place. Ask God to protect and strengthen them and pray the love of Jesus would end this fear and violence. And in Afghanistan, activists live in constant danger, especially women. Greg Kelly with World Mission has spoken to local believers in Afghanistan. He says one Christian activist was captured and executed by the Taliban. But then something remarkable happened.
This Taliban leader who was overseeing this tragedy, he had a dream. And he was utterly convicted in what had happened. Because at the end of the day, even the Taliban understand these people are really innocent. And I had just killed viciously an innocent woman. And he was told in a dream to go to the victim's family who would help him receive peace.
He met the woman's husband, who was a pastor. And amazingly, the husband forgave him for what he had done. Ask God to continue changing hearts like these among the Taliban. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.